Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Very special Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But we have the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. Great to be with all of you.
And me.
That's what I meant.
Yes, thank you. Good to have you all there. Don't forget you can tune us in at radio stations around the country on the CRN Talk Radio Network, also on Sports Byline Radio Network, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, on Sirius XM and various places in between, plus our video, which is on Roku, on CRNTalk.com, on Facebook Live, and also on YouTube. After the show, you can look at it. Check out our podcast at our website, thefreddreyershow.com. Listen to past shows. Look at past shows at thefreddreyershow.com. How's your week going, Fred?
Well, look, I think I can't complain in terms of negativity. Lord knows there's a lot of that out there. And I've doing a very good job here in my later years of not paying attention to the ribble rabble.
What is a ribble rabble to you?
All the lies and the manipulations that we're asked to endure for the sake of the truth.
Kind of look through them a little bit. We're going to examine some of these in the world of sports here, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll be doing that on the show and talking about football, baseball. We got some basketball stories. Playoffs getting underway. Hockey going to be starting the playoffs. It's kind of an exciting time of year. Everything's going except football now. But we still have stories of football.
Yeah, yes, that's right. It is a great time of the year. We're not exchanging gifts, that's for sure. But maybe we should consider that.
You told me to bring a gift. Oh, let's take it back. Okay.
The small sweater.
Yes, a small one. We invite you to ask your questions at Facebook Live. We'll try to answer them on the air. Plus, you can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's F-R-E-D, there's your Fred. D-R-Y-E-R, there's your Dreyer. C-R-N, there's your C-R-N. Talk, T-A-L-K, there's your talk.com.
You're on it today, buddy.
I am on it.
We got to be very careful of you.
When we come back, some very special news for those of you on the East Coast from the mouth of Fred Dreyer. Don't go away.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right. I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. And we consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. 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 Code word Fred.
Welcome back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, star of our show, that all-pro defensive end, the genius behind Hunter, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, and we're here with you every week at this time. Glad to have you on board. And you can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And Fred, the lines there in our Facebook Live chat room are just exploding here at the beginning of the show. A lot of women seem to be having questions for you. Katrina,
better than the alternative.
Saying, hi, Fred. Enjoy watching you and Mike on CRN, and they love and Katrina loves Hunter and Lance. And by the way, Rachel saying hello to us, and we thank you, Rachel, for doing that. We're doing great. Nikki from Nebraska, everybody with the first letter that begins and end, always from Nebraska. Nikki, thanks for being with us. We got somebody from Alabama here. We got Lori is tuned in, says you're looking good today, from New Jersey. Chris what does he say? That Jonte Porter of the Raptors has been banned for life from the NBA, Fred. What about this? What do you think about that?
What for?
He doesn't say. Oh, he violated their gambling rules. He was the guy.
Read that off there.
Yeah, you were shouting about that at the beginning of the show. I mean, the guy gambles and violated their rules, and presto bango, is no longer in the NBA.
Was he a good player?
Well, I think he's a better player than he is while he's not playing. I mean, how stupid can you be? You got to be a little smarter than that, you know?
Did he save his winnings? That's what I want to know.
Questions, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of these guys are now pleading poverty.
It's true. Well, that's maybe, I don't know what's going on. I think he has the same interpreter that Shohei has. I'm not quite sure a little bit. Kelly says.
Same barber, I know.
Yeah, as they said, there's going to be, Kelly is saying there's going to be some tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings in her area, so we wish her well. Be safe.
What area is that?
She didn't say. So, she says right here. No, she doesn't say where she's at. So.
Oh, that's great.
That's our weather report for the show today. And Rachel from Birmingham, she's enjoying everything. Jenny Chase is tuned in from Santa Maria again, and she says, you know, a lot of us women do love sports, and we love Fred Dreyer, too.
Well, how about that?
Mm-hmm, that's pretty good, Fred.
Are you making notes of all this?
No.
No.
But I am going to tell everybody there's a big special event that's coming up, and that's going to be, is it this weekend or next weekend when you're going to be in New Jersey?
Well, I'm going to be there in about 10 days from the 26th through the 28th.
What's the event?
April 26th, the show kicks off there in New Jersey. I'm not exactly...
Is it an autograph show? What is
it? Yeah, it's an autograph show. It's a big one. It's all the good ones are back east. You know, the ones out here are
we broadcast from Hollywood, California.
It's just, it's not, you have one spurt on a Saturday and that's it, you know.
Well, you usually have a couple of days. Yeah, it's a Saturday, Friday and Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday usually do out here.
Well, it's Friday and Saturday, and just like a couple of hours on Sunday. Sunday's a getaway day.
That's going to be in New Jersey, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, you're going to be there. Is Stephanie Kramer going to be there as well?
She and I are riding on the same airplane, I think.
So my question is, you need me to come along to help out a little bit, maybe with you. And possibly, Fred, I don't
know. I wouldn't mind if you tagged along.
Okay, I wouldn't want to overstep my bounds, but maybe if I get you some 8x10 photos and I autograph them, you could throw them in and get an extra 50 cents or something by handing my photos
out. Well, you know, I don't deal in change.
You don't? So, yeah,
so I'm sorry about that.
Think we can get a buck for him?
No.
Okay. Well, it was just a thought anyway. So, I guess I won't be going then, Fred. Okay.
I'm going to get you one of those cargo pants.
Oh, I like those.
Or
five pockets.
On each side of your thigh are huge pockets that you can put lots of dimes and nickels in.
Well, the thing is, it's good for tools and stuff. And I started wearing those, and people said, well, what is that? So cargo pants. And then they became the rage. Everybody wore them. I need the extra spacious room, if you know what I mean, a little bit. And I have the extra pockets there to give a little bulk and add a little space in the old trousers. So I'd wear those if I was there, but I won't be able to go with you this weekend since you don't need me. It's okay. All right, let's get into some news.
Well, we're going to need somebody to run errands for us.
Let's get into some news. Excuse me. Ms. Kramer, Mr. Hyder. I mean, you want some coffee? I'll go run cat for you.
Would you like some of those donuts I saw you looking at?
Yeah, I'll go get the donuts for you. I got lots of change in these pants pockets. All right, let's talk a little football here, Fred. We digressed last couple
of
weeks.
Season's over, you know.
Well, I know, but there's all this controversy about the mixed reviews to that hip drop tackle. Explain that for our audience, because you say this causes a lot of...
I don't want to explain it.
But it causes a lot of hip injuries, does it not? Is that why they banned it?
Oh, it's the hip drop.
Yeah. And so there's players...
A defender comes up.
Thank you.
A defender comes up. And in order to engage the ball carrier offensively, he has to really think seriously about how he does that.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he comes in, and as he approaches the ball carrier, he turns his side. He turns to the side, not you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I can show you on here. You wouldn't like it, though.
No, don't. So he turns to the side.
And he engages him. And when he does, he unweights and pulls him straight down to the turf and rolls up on his hip.
Not good.
So you can imagine what that must be like if you're a ball carrier or a ball receiver.
So Sean Merriman says, I'm glad they banned the hip drop tackle. The problem is there's so many other unnecessary rules. It comes across as another rule, but they got this one right. Kyle Long says, I'm happy the hip drop tackle is out of the game. I'm all for the league trying to minimize the potential for serious injury. This league has 100% rate of injury, but the hip drop tends to be the cause of injuries and the harder to come back from. Good job, NFL. J.J. Watt said, just fast forward to the belts and flags on them. Ooh, I guess he wants that back.
Just what now?
He said, just fast forward to the belts with flags on them. Meaning that's the next step.
That's a soft. Yeah, he's criticizing.
He's criticizing. J.J. Wan wants to break your hip. Yeah. Robert Griffin III says, with the NFL unanimously voting to ban the hip drop tackle, it's only a matter of time before football, as we know it, is just physical tag football. There's another one. RG3 there.
You know, they're trimming that tree pretty close to the root.
Yeah, Adam Thielen says, to be honest with you, I think they're starting to kind of ruin the game a little bit. I think that it takes away from the great parts of this game that you go out there, compete, and you tackle, and you take them to the ground, and you do whatever you do to get them on the ground. The defenders got to be able to play defense too, so it's kind of a bummer. But at the end of the day, that's not my job. My job is to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability. So what are your thoughts on the ban? Do you think it's a good thing? We talked about this last week.
Well, the only thing you can do in something like this is to employ the rule change and keep track of it, and you tell your television people, your color commentators,
right,
that we want your opinions about it, and you can show and educate people by instant replay. And try it for a year, and then come back and look at it.
Good. I think that's a good point. You think the game of football is changing too much, like some of these guys said, or do you think
it's going in the wrong direction?
Why do you say that?
Spearheaded by the wrong people.
Ooh, like ownership?
Well, when you read, if anybody watched a professional football game, a high school football game, but a professional football game,
yeah,
you would come away with certain feelings of happiness and joy because it's such a high speed contact sport.
Yeah,
and people like that. People don't want you screwing around with rules that diminish the sport as they see it. And there's a lot of people out here who have played youth football, whether it's high school, college, or junior college, or whatever it might be, or even a little bit of professional football. They like it the way it is. And once you start changing the rules, that now...
Different game.
Now...
We'll be back, everybody.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive and the acting legend. And since we talked about football, let's talk a little bit about our buddy Bill Belichick. Fred, this story has come out here. People have been talking about it this week. He had Bill Belichick had two interviews with the Atlanta Falcons, possibly becoming their head coach. All signs pointed to him continuing his legacy, this time with Atlanta. Yet the Falcons ended up hiring Raheem Morris from the Rams to be their new head coach instead. And the NFL, the world there, was dumbfounded because Bill Belichick was passed over again for any sort of a job. And according to sources close to Bill, he had done everything right. He assured Falcons owner Arthur Blank that he wasn't seeking total control that he had for the most of his 24 seasons in New England. He pledged to work with the team's existing group of decision makers, including the general manager. He also knew that Blank had checked his references with a group that included Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his son, Robert Kraft's son Jonathan. Belichick then was blindsided by news that Atlanta had hired Morris and the Los Angeles Rams defensive coordinator who had worked for 6 years as an assistant coach and coordinator in Atlanta. So whenever he was asked about Belichick's failed candidacy prior to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, Blank always spoke respectfully about Bill and nearly a half century of his experience. What Blank didn't say was that he and his top lieutenants had voted on the team's next head coach, ranking each candidate. And Bill Belichick's didn't even finish in anyone's top three. And so when Blank apparently talked to the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, Belichick's old boss, Kraft delivered what they say was a real assessment of Belichick's character. According to one source who spoke to two people, a close friend of Kraft's and a longtime Belichick confidant, the source quoted Belichick, the source is saying, Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. That account was backed up, the source said, by a close Kraft friend. And multiple sources said that Kraft spoke with some candor about it. So Belichick has told confidants he'd be interested in coaching the Eagles next season. That may be coming up. But
what's the question, though?
The question is, what is the question? Robert Kraft apparently is still upset about choosing Belichick over Brady. Is that, you know?
I don't know anything about this story. This is
coming to you for the first time.
Yeah,
huh?
This is an apocryphal story.
Yeah.
This is generated by press.
Yes. Do you think Robert Kraft was right to warn Arthur Blank about?
I don't know if he did or not.
Apparently, according to the source, he did.
What the hell is that? I could write up a sheet with sources on it.
I like Belichick a lot. I'm a little upset by it too. But apparently, this happened.
Well, I'm not upset for Bill's sake. I'm just upset the fact that it's a manufactured fly by night, wishy washy sports byline.
You don't like these. Do you?
I don't like these, and because nobody stands, you know, on account. Nobody is going to, step forward and say, yeah, I wrote that. Here's my name. You can get a hold of me, and I'll do an interview.
So
with
you want to name names?
I want to talk to the guy who's responsible for
the
that
source. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get that.
And they remain anonymous, and
neither is anybody else.
Yeah. So apparently, the story you don't really.
That's right. That's right.
Get rid of that story.
And you know, Bill is like a Trump. You know, football.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he's like a punching bag for everybody in the press. Press hate him. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I love him. I love Bill Belichick.
Well, I'm not talking about you.
Well,
I'm not talking about me either.
Okay, I
don't
gotcha.
know. I don't know the guy.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I respect what he does.
Yeah.
But, you know, the upshot of all of this stuff is it's all manufactured pablum.
Well, here's the deal. There's a report out now that maybe Bill Belichick, he's told someone that he'd be interested in coaching the Eagles possibly
next season. I'm sure he would.
You know, if they don't make the Super Bowl. So that would be something.
It would be so wonderful. We get to talk to this guy. We'll get a hold of this,
this idiot sourceman here.
Okay. We'll get a hold of him, and he'll tell us the truth.
So we'll find out about that. But apparently, and now Belichick is looking forward to joining the NFL draft show. So he's going to be a commentator on that. So we'll be able to see him there. Our sports producer here, Corey, he came up with this. And so Belichick says he's looking forward to this draft show that is going to be on always a weekend's exciting time for everybody, the NFL draft, for the teams that are building their teams, and the fans get involved and everybody's all excited about it. He says it'll be fun to be in Detroit, and he's going to talk about the draft. He says, you know, it's going to give him a little insight of the game. So our producer has a question for you. He said, is Belichick too much of a wet blanket to make the draft show interesting?
Well, here's another, this is another manufactured, what did he go out
from our producer, yes.
Yeah, did he go outside?
No, is this Corey wants to know if you think Belichick's too much of a wet blanket.
Do I think he's a good Republican or a good Democrat?
I don't know. I'm with you. I love Belichick. I'm not trying to
I didn't say that. I didn't say I love Bill Belichick. So, I'm not putting the flag in the ground.
I got you. I don't mean to get
Bill.
You too excited here.
Well, I am excited.
Okay. Calm down.
This is our show.
I know.
And, you know, you can jump in here and give us your opinion, too, you know.
I'm with you on this. I don't
But
Corey has another question. He says, is Belichick going to be pissed off because of the Atlanta Falcons Robert Kraft news?
I don't care. I really don't care about
story.
That
story. We got that. Okay.
All right.
Maybe we should move along to baseball, but we have one other.
Well, you know, how about hockey?
I like hockey.
Don't you have some hockey news?
I love it. It's good. Take it easy. It's going to be some good hockey news that should be coming your way soon. So we'll see what we can put together for that. Now, the NCAA is sanctioning Michigan with probation and recruiting penalties.
They're too late.
You do? Well, you think it's too late?
It's too late to sanction. That story is dead in the water.
Sanctions.
And there's no getting around it.
3 years.
And there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
And they decided to do this now that the big dog is gone to San Diego.
The big dog, yeah, he's gone. Harbaugh.
He's gone.
Yep. All right, so the penalties are going to be there, but Harbaugh's long gone. It's, I don't know.
You need the NC2A to tell you how to run your football team.
Don't you?
Like you should hire me.
Don't you? That's good.
You know, they should hire me. Somebody in the NC2A should hire me to tell them how screwed up they are.
Yeah. Now let's get into some baseball. Maybe we'll calm down a little bit with baseball here and get some.
I'm calmed down. I think very clearly right now.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad. That's good.
Where'd you get that shirt, by the way?
Here's the story. You don't like this shirt? It's kind of like, you know, spring, summer kind of shirt. I mean, I was going to get the you know, the Marymount sweatshirt that seems to be kind of a regular on the show here.
This is a staple. This is what is called a staple.
The staple of the show.
Yeah. People love this shirt.
I'm sure.
I hear from people all the time.
Chat room is open.
We're going to have a nice conversation later on at any point in time about the origin of this shirt.
Okay.
And it's an interesting story, should I choose to tell it.
Okay. Well, you let us know when you're ready, and maybe one of the listeners will ask.
No, I'm not going to.
What if a listener asks?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, so
there you go. All right.
All right, Mo Vaughn is in the news now. He says, don't blame the pitch clock for the recent rash of arm injuries around Major League Baseball. He says the real culprit is none other than computers. This guy, Mo Vaughn, former American League MVP, made it clear to TMZ Sports this week. He thinks it's analytics, not adjustments to timing the pitchers, that's creating elbow problems for these pitchers. He explained he thinks the obsession with velocity velocity and spin rates has caused pitchers to stop pitching. He says they focus solely on unloading the gas tank on every throw. Instead, quoting him now, when you're out there giving max effort every pitch, you're going to get hurt. That's my philosophy behind it. So, and you've been talking about this now for the last few...
50 years.
Years.
It's, 50. I was a part of this facade.
Yeah, so you think it's, metrics is ruining the game.
Metrics? No, bad coaches with the influence of children who are looking and praying that they run into an adult that won't lie to them.
Won't lie to them. So you're saying this starts like in high school, in pre-high school, in little leagues even on this? Everybody's trying to get the
spin rate up? I'm going to just tell you a story that goes along with this.
Go ahead.
This is years ago, decades ago. Little League, Laundra Park, Prairie, and Manhattan Beach Boulevard, which was where I was raised.
Okay.
And... we had every Saturday, we had Little League games. This was one of those big quad, it was a home plate and backstop at every corner of this huge square with all grass in between.
Right.
And all the baseball teams would come in there in the morning and they would play, and then after lunch everybody would rotate, the teams would rotate until all the games were played. I remember a kid who was sitting on the visitor's bench.
Yes.
With an elbow ice bag on his elbow.
Okay.
He was 10. I'll never forget it. And I never really knew the meaning of it.
So he is sitting there.
He was sitting
there.
Threw
out his arm. He didn't think he had.
I don't know what the backstory was. All I do know is he had an ice bag on his elbow. This was in 1960, 61, 62, maybe. And that image has followed me around all through my youth. And then when I put an ice bag on my elbow, it was too late by the time I got around to icing my elbow.
But you then remember that kid had it on there. All right, so it starts early on. We got to watch that out. Everybody sees what's happening in the majors. They want to pitch that way. We'll have more straight ahead, the Fred Dreyer Show.
Yeah, that's right.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the seat. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advanced transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPD LLC.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Follow Fred on Twitter, or X as we like to call it now, at Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer, at CRN, as in Championship Radio Network.
What was that name?
Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk, T-A-L-K.com. We got some pictures and stuff coming up in just a little bit here. All right, so what else we got here for you? We have producer JD is with us right now. We can bring up JD. I forget what microphone he's on. I think he's here on this one. And we will say hi to JD because you got a story, a basketball story for us, Jeremy Dayton, that involves a Clippers game that was played in Los Angeles this week. Apparently they had a promotion there about free chicken. What is it?
Well, They have this promotion where if anybody on the opposing team misses two free throws in the fourth quarter, they give them free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. And Boban Marjanovic, everybody's favorite 7'7"
Boban,
giant.
Boban, he's a great man. I just like to say his name, Boban.
He played for the Clippers for a couple of years, so this may have played into it. Yeah, he missed his first free throw late in the game. It was a meaningless game. They were already out of the playoffs, Houston was, and the Clippers were already clinched. He missed his first one. Everybody starts going crazy.
If he misses,
so then he starts like going around, like motioning, like you want me to miss, like, and then he actually looks like he has good form, but like it was way to the left, so he didn't like brick it, but he missed very badly.
Purposely.
So everybody's like, he's the man of the people. He wanted to give him free chicken, and so he's like going like this, going down the court, like
Jesus.
Ralph Lawler, the Clippers announcer, called him. He's a man of the people. He said he's a man of the people. Ah, give him chicken. He's a man of the people. So that's good. Were you there at that game, Fred? Did you get free sandwich?
I don't remember this game. Ralph Lawler. That's like 5 years ago.
There you go. Big coach, a man of the people. It's good stuff, I'll tell you.
He's got some funny commercials.
Yeah. So he's a good guy. Now, I don't know what your feelings are. I think I know where Fred is on this, but basketball is going to be big this year in the Olympics. They've already got this USA basketball team there. They got LeBron James and Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry. They got Stephen Curry. They got all these guys here, Anthony Davis. The list goes on and on and on. And so I'm sure you, like most fans, and we'll start with you, Fred, are excited about Olympics and basketball.
You know, something. Not only do I not care about this,
really,
is that it's more fun talking about why I don't care about it,
and that is
as it is. No, I'll talk when it comes out. I'll explain it to you.
Well, it's out now. There's going to be a big...
No, they're not playing games yet.
Oh, okay. So you're going to wait till they start.
That's correct. And
so
I'll
you're going to make us
in,
wait,
and then that's right. And I'll just like that reporter that you revere, just like that guy. There.
Wait, which reporter?
The reporter that you believe in every time something happens, that guy reports.
Oh, whatever that guy is, I don't know who you're talking about. But
just talked about him earlier today.
You're going to be waiting less than almost 100 days away.
That's right.
From the Olympics. So we got to wait.
No
for
one
the
else
story.
Is talking about it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a heavy tease.
Ralph
that's
Lawler, is that who you're talking about? That I just mentioned. That's the only reporter I talked about. No, you're talking about the sources.
The paper you tore up.
That was a source. We don't know who
that's
it was.
That's right. That's exactly
there
right.
There you go. Yeah. So we don't know who
that
source is.
Well, I'll be better than a source. I'll be sitting
you're
right
gonna
here.
You're going to spit it out yourself, right?
And I'll answer your questions.
Yeah.
So
you're in kind of a feisty mood here on the show today.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. It's
nervous about going to the signing of the paper, the autographs and all that, East Coast. A lot of people talking about this right now. A lot of people excited.
There's a
commotion here in this whole chat room that we've got going and Facebook Live. And somebody said, I'll see you. Chris says, I'll see you at the... It's at the Chiller Theater on April 26th, 27th, and 28th. I believe that's in New Jersey. So Kelly is from Waterford, Pennsylvania. She's thinking of going. Connecticut might be coming down your way to say hello to you. So you have a pretty good chance of seeing a lot of good people. That's a big show, 3 days there.
They do a great job back there. The East Coast shows are far and above the West Coast stuff.
Far and above, that's it. Yeah. So we'll be looking for that to happen over there. Okay, so now we got Trevor Bauer in the news. You might as well talk a little bit about old Trev, the former Dodger and Cincinnati Reds pitcher, and an Arizona woman. She's the one that accused former Major League Baseball pitcher Trevor Bauer of sexual assault. She now has been charged with felony fraud against Trevor Bauer and another person, according to an indictment that was unsealed this last Monday in the Superior Court of Arizona in Maricopa County. This indictment, issued by a grand jury in Maricopa County, has also charged that woman with felony theft by extortion against the other person who's not associated with Trevor Bauer, according to his attorney. So the arraignment is scheduled for April 26, coming up. The woman sued Bauer in 2022, accused him of choking her unconscious, raping her, and getting her pregnant in the late late 2020. The woman also alleged four other incidents during which Bauer physically assaulted her, according to court findings that were initially made. Trevor Bauer, he denied the allegations in court records at the time and countersued the woman, accusing her of extortion and of fabricating her pregnancy. He continues to deny any wrongdoing. This thing's going to come to a head, Fred.
Well, I'm surprised it really got no legs when it broke here.
Yeah, it took so long. Well, they were investigating, and then he was taken away from baseball. It was the longest suspension in baseball history he had, for Dodger history. Anyway, he served a 194-game suspension. It's the longest in the history of Major League Baseball's first joint domestic violence,
and they
sexual
told him
assault.
To shut up. They told him to shut up.
Yeah, didn't say anything.
Otherwise, you're not going to get your money.
J.D., what do you think? You're a big Baltimore Orioles fan. How does this hit the East Coast?
It just seems very selective on who they seek to punish and what type of evidence and proof they need, because you look at guys like Tyreek Hill, who are celebrated in the NFL, and they've been accused of a lot worse, and it's been, hitting his wife and hitting his kid, like stuff like that, threatening to kill him. But then this guy, Bauer, he doesn't have the same star power, I guess. I don't know. It seems like an uneven balance of justice.
A lot of crazy stuff going on. You got football players racing each other and injuring people.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but Zay Flowers for the Baltimore Ravens, right after the season, he was accused. I'm like sabotaging my own team, and he's gone radio silent, and like it's like there was accusations that he hit his, and the Baltimore Ravens, since you brought him up, Ray Rice, the whole scandal with him in the elevator, they can't have they put a zero tolerance policy, but correct. He's all of a sudden our number one wide receiver, and they're not talking about it at all. So I'm really interested to see what happens and who we draft actually coming up, if it's going to be another wide receiver. Because if it comes out that he really did do what he was accused of, it could get ugly in Baltimore. We finally got a decent receiver.
Well, maybe not for long.
Maybe does he have a good left hook?
I don't know. Apparently she doesn't want to press charges, but she had called the police, somebody from his house. It was breaking news right after the season, and it's amazing how it's just gone so silent.
Yeah,
like, because they don't want anybody talking about it. Like, even something the police officer said or something, like, got rescinded. So it seems like there could be some cover-up going on.
Media sources go silent on that.
Yeah.
So now, we have some mail here that came in for you, Fred, and we have right now, this one was sent in, said, I'm a big fan of Hunter. in the Hunter Works and the Works for Me group. There's a group out there called Hunter Works for Me. It's a group.
Yeah, I heard that.
And she said, I'm sending in some picks for next week's radio show. It's from an episode called Unfinished Business from season 6. And apparently it was a flashback of some scenes of you and Stephanie Kramer's McCall. You guys apparently, I don't know, you had a one-night stand. Is that correct, Fred? What was this all about? Get up that microphone. We want to hear you here.
This was a request by the networks that they always wanted Stephanie and I to get together romantically.
Yeah.
Right?
So apparently it happened.
And we said no because it would turn into heart to heart.
That's true.
It would have killed everything that the first 6 years was all about.
Exactly.
Between the two of them.
Yeah.
You know, and
let me tell you something. We're going to post these at thefredryershow.com, and it didn't look like it turned into heart to heart here. It looked like something pretty good. I might want to. What episode number is this in season 6, Fred?
I don't know what it is. But for the most part, it was called Unfinished Business. So
certainly.
Those of you who want to see it, go out and look at it.
Was that weird? You guys were friends working so long. Was that weird to do a scene like that? Like after you had been buddies for so long?
I don't think so.
No, sorry. Never mind.
No, but what were you trying to...
I mean, because you were doing that show, like you said, for like 6 years, and they had been pushing this, but you guys probably had a good camaraderie as friends.
But what this show did, it eventually pulled the pin on the subtext that everybody was hoping that she and
I would
get together.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, we didn't want to do that, so the show was about that, and that was a little scene from the last episode.
Well, I think this could be a good one. We could maybe this is how we bring the show back. It'd be a TV movie hunter romance. I think it could be. What do you think, Fred?
What's your question?
Title this a new movie. Bring back this whole series and call it Hunter.
That ship sailed.
Romance.
We gave them too many good ideas. They just fell asleep on.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's true. Now, also, we've got another Pamela sent in this. She said Monday was tax day this last week, and photos from the last episode of season 1 is Hunter's. It was called Investigation of a Sniper. It's interrupted by an IRS agent, Seymour T. Robbie, I believe was the agent's name, portrayed by James Cromwell, who has arrived to audit you, Hunter, in the show in your tax return. And apparently, you're not too excited about this, I don't think. You're a little dismayed somewhat.
Is that a shot of me being disgruntled?
These are the FredDryerShow.com. Go check them out. And so there's a Cromwell's trying to go ahead and get a little investigation. Yeah, what do we got here, Mr. Hunter? We got some there. And you're going like, nah, I don't really know what's going on here. And so you have arrived there at this audit, and you get really upset. You start, Agent Robbie questions the payment of to Mr. Nose. But you, as Hunter, explain that Mr. Nose is a cocaine-using snitch called the Nose, and that you learned you can deduct payments to snitches off your income tax, and apparently that is not allowed from what I gather from the show. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Well, that's what the guy says. You're like looking with a look on your face like this. So then this guy, Robbie, the IRS agent, he decides to audit everyone in the precinct, including McCall and your captain.
And Devane.
Yeah, it got Bernie.
I wasn't well thought of.
No. Apparently you thought it was funny, but the rest of the people...
There's Bernie Terwilliger. See him in the background?
I see Bernie there. He's doing his thing. All right, good stuff.
Yeah, that was really good.
You look happy there.
Down memory lane there. Man, we got a smile out of Fred Dreyer here on the show today. I'll tell you what, this one here, this will bring a smile to anybody's face, let me tell you right now. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have some other shots from the Hunter TV series. Until then, stay with us here. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer, and at facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here. Fred Dreyer Show. The All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. All-Pro defensive end. And everybody is just going crazy in this chat room here today, Fred. We're, of course, videoing this show always at Facebook Live, crntalk.com. It's on Roku. Check it out on YouTube. You can see past shows there. Check out our website, thefreddryershow.com, for past shows. Good pictures. The pictures we show on our video portion of the show are up there for you, all of you radio listeners, to take a look at. And so, Fred, we got to hear some comments in there. People saying they are ready. Chris saying, I will see you at the Chiller Theater April 26th, 27th, 28th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. By the way, Rachel, our listener, says she's not feeling well. We wish you all the best. Get well, Rachel, if you can. And Nikki says, can't wait to hear the tale of your shirt, which I'm sure we'll hear it sometime. And Martine says, I'm getting ready to come to the show and can't wait to meet you, Fred and Dreyer in New Jersey. So everybody jot that down. Fred's flying out, making the long cross-country flight just to be with you fans and listeners in New Jersey at the Chiller Theater for the big autograph show. A lot of celebrities there, am I right? I'm sure you and...
I don't know the list, but they're supposed to be...
Get close to that microphone there. There you go. So we can't hear you when you lean back way across the room.
You can hear me right here.
Now keep going a little more. There.
You can hear me right
now.
Here.
We can hear you. That's good. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun, fun
no,
weekend.
No, it'll be. It's going to be a fun. They usually are. But I've been to the show, the sports show equivalent to this one back there in Jersey.
And it's a big show.
And it's a big show.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. If you missed anything, please send an email to Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. On Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final words from you, Fred?
I'm looking forward to seeing all you folks back there in New Jersey. And it's going to have a lot of traffic, a lot of sports fans and Hunter fans.
And he'll see you then. But in the meantime, we'll have a show before for you next week. Thanks so much for joining us. See you then. Have a great week, everybody.